Yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at theafro.com.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, aka Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at theafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 391. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. the grandson of Virgil Tibbs, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, and my last a.k.a. Pie Girly. Now joined by my co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can join for as little as $2. Well, you can join for a dollar, but that won't get you behind the paywall. If you join for $2, you get to see all the magic that Beezy makes. We got some new Patreon people. You get shouted out on the show like Sire Low. We got Steven Ariaku. We got Craig Levener. You know what I'm saying? We join the Patreon. We shout you out on the Frocast, just like those people. And don't forget, like I said, you can join for as little as a dollar. Support everything Nappy Afro. Excuse me. We also got the voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And the easiest way you can help us out is by sharing it, reblogging, telling a friend, adding to your story. I see the ones that do it, man. Thank y'all to do it. We appreciate it. But like I said, word of mouth is a good way to spread the word about the Frocast. We was out last week because both of us were sick, but we was back. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Same old, realizing that got to tighten up a little bit around the job. People losing accreditations and things, so we can't be out here being one of those people. So, just everybody getting a lot more tasks so we can make sure that that doesn't happen. So, been busy, but hey, it's been good.
Oh, man. Well, as far as my week, man, just got some bad news. Andrew Yang has suspended his presidential campaign.
That was your candidate?
If I was going to vote for a Democrat, that would probably be the one I'd vote for. But he suspended his campaign, so looks like my vote is going to Trump. But other than that, I mean, it's been a regular week for me, man. I mean, I was sick last week. We both had the coronavirus. And
don't say that.
And, you know, we're cured, so we're not safe. We're not
contagious?
Yeah, we're not contagious anymore. We're cured.
You sound like you still got something going.
I mean, I smoke, so of course I'm still going to have a cough. Like,
It sounds serious, though.
No, I mean, it's not. Trust me. But I didn't stop smoking the whole time I was sick.
I know.
So, therefore, that's what happens. You know. But other than that, man, it's been an all right week, man. I'm sorry we didn't get y'all a show last week. I felt real bad about that, but I didn't want to get y'all a show when we both sounded like crap. We could have did it. We've done it before, but, you know, I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to subject y'all to hearing sick people talk. That shit just didn't, nah. We care about y'all, man. We ain't want to get y'all sick through the fucking your ear pods or whatever. However you listen to the show, we ain't want to get y'all sick, man. But we got a lot to talk about this week, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Since we missed last week, I got to ask you, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, I was there.
Oh, did and who did you have winning the Super Bowl?
The opposite team.
What opposite team? Say, speak up.
The 49ers.
Oh, okay. Who did I have winning the Super Bowl?
The 49ers.
I had the Chiefs.
You roll it back. I promise you on that thing. You said I got to go with the 49ers. I ain't gonna bet shit.
What you want
to
bet?
But unless you went back and had be easy to edit it, you said what I said. No, that's I did why. Because I was shocked that you even agreed with me.
No, I changed. Remember, I did. Then I said, you know what? Nah, I can't do that. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
So that sounded like you had to edit.
No, you listen to the show. You hear me when I said it.
I don't have to listen to the show.
But anyway, I was right. You was wrong.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance, nigga. It is. Anybody could have won.
I was on the 50 side to win. You was on the 50 side to lost.
Okay, well, the shit wasn't my team.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had to pick somebody. I picked them. I wanted them to win, so okay. They didn't.
And they didn't. I told you they weren't going to win.
You weren't that confident the other day.
I mean, because it was an evenly matched game, and it was a high game. It was a good game, you know. I went to bed, you know, satisfied that night. You know, I mean, like I said, I didn't have a dog in the fight other than, you know, I didn't bet any money. I didn't have anything bet on the game. I just wanted to see a good game. We got a good game. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. I mean, could things have been different and the 49ers would have won? Absolutely. They was up 10.
And then you would have said, yeah, see, I told you the 49ers were going to win.
No, I took Kansas City. What are you talking about? Well, I mean,
you wish you
just say, take the L.
I didn't.
Take the L.
I didn't have to take an L.
Please, just take the L. You was wrong. I was right.
It's very trivial, but whatever.
It's not trivial. You can go back and rewind the show. Would you like me to do it?
No, I don't need to do anything. I would play it for you. And what we said, you agreed. Then maybe you backtracked and said no. But originally, your original thing was that you were with me with the 49ers.
Yeah, and so. Then I thought about it like, if she picked the 49ers, they can't win because, you know.
Oh, because I'm dumb.
Nobody say that. You said it, not me. But
not me, that's what anyway, you said.
Anyway, we're going to move on from the Super Bowl because we're not getting nowhere that.
Clearly.
I was reading the news today and, you know, Dwayne Wade, his son, Zion. Mm-hmm. Well, Zion is 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And Zion came to his parents and he told them that he would like to be referred to as she and her now and wants to go by the name of Zaya. Z-A-Y-A, I don't know how you pronounce it. And I want to know how you feel about that.
I don't feel anything. I mean, I feel like it's up to, you know what I'm saying, the people's personal preference. Like, if that's what they want to do. I mean, because at this point, we've gotten so far away from.
But he's 12. Like, you can't let 12-year-olds decide what they do.
I mean, he ain't trying to cut his dick off, so.
I mean, that's the next step.
Hey, but if you acknowledge him as.
He's 12. He's going to want boobs eventually. If he thinks he's a girl, if she identifies as a female now, and he's only 12, and the rest of the girls are going through puberty, he's going to want boobs soon.
Maybe, maybe not.
He's going to wonder why his titties not growing like the rest of the girls.
No, his ain't going to grow because they ain't got none.
Well, I mean, well, she wants to know why her titties are not growing like the rest of the girls.
Because she's not a real girl.
But she can get titties. Like, would you get your 12-year-old implants?
I would not.
You just tell him stuff his bra every day?
I mean, if that's what he feels he needs to do, but is nobody getting nothing done physically until you grown? I just feel like it would be in your best interest to allow a child to realize what they have going on first, because they could be going through a phase.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go and get your baby chopped up, and then the next thing you know, they don't really want it. So then what you do?
I mean, I like I said,
it ain't no get backs when you cut your dick off.
I just think that, you know, I'm not talking about anybody parents, because you might have a feeling the way I parent my kids, but I just don't think that you should allow a 12-year-old to dictate their life. That's like me telling my kids to go in there and make them something to eat every day. Or, I mean, if a 12-year-old was going to school and it was cold outside, you just wouldn't let them walk outside with shorts on and no jacket and not dressing like it was summertime. You would tell them, hey, go put some more clothes on. It's cold. I don't think there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm not saying suppress it. I mean, you can eat. He can be as gay as he want to be, but to say that you want to be referred to as a girl, like you really felt like you was born a girl, like I don't think at 12 you know that yet. You ain't experienced shit, so
you don't know that.
You're 12.
You don't know that. You experienced a lot of things before. By the time you was 12, right?
Not nothing to make me say, hey, I think I was born the wrong way, or
Because that stuff didn't have nothing to do with your gender, but 12, you had experienced things.
You asked me at 12. 12-year-old King Germ said he would never smoke weed or do nothing. No drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? But
look at you now.
Exactly. So it was just like, I remember I used to be the guy that used to pick on my friends and be like, man, you high, man. You came to school high, man. What's wrong with you, man? Like, that shit whack. That used to be me in high school. So So at 12, I didn't have any idea about the world. I didn't know there was such wonderful flowers out there that you could smoke and it'd make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that. So, I mean,
kids experience enough things that you don't know what somebody thinks, how their mind works. I don't want to say that the kid should not, because for one, it's these things that kids should be able to talk to their parents about.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So I applaud them for going to his parents.
If you shut me down and you make me feel like this is not a worthy conversation or decision or whatever the case may be, then you lose them. So when you lose them and they out here doing some real stupid shit, then what you going to say then? Because you done closed the door for the communication.
The communication line would be there, and I would simply tell my child. My child came to me, my son came to me at 12 years old and said, hey, Dad, I just want to talk to you. I feel like, you know, I want to be identified as a girl, as a woman. I want to change my name to Joanna. I would have been like, look, son, I am all for you living your truth. That's what the little boy said. He wanted to live his truth. I would be like, you don't even know your truth. First of all, you're 12. You could be anything in this world right now. You're 12. You could grow up to be a doctor. You grow up to be a serial killer. You can grow up to be a rapist. You're 12. You don't know what your role got to start. Because you can go either way. You're 12. So I would tell my son, like, hey, if you feel that way, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to refer to you as that. You know, you could be gay. I will support your gayness and your travels down that road. I'll support that. But I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to let you make this decision at 12. Like, no, no, no. You can't let 12-year-olds decide.
But you have to at least get their point of view to know. I what is it in your brain that tells you I want to know. Because you, for one, I feel like there are certain moments that are pivotal in anybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change the course and get the child back on track if you feel that that's the right track, being heterosexual. But you lose them in the, this is what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. I ain't trying to say just let the kids do whatever, because they don't really know. They do need some guidance. But try to figure out what does it have. Have we shown you some example of why this doesn't work? You know what I'm saying? Just kind of just get into their mind to help clear something out, because some things are just as simple as, I thought this way, you enlightened me, and now I agree with what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? So if it's possible, I would say this is a perfect time for them to try to get the child to talk to someone, a child psychologist or something. I mean, just to kind of see where these thoughts, these feelings are originating from. And if it's something that you seem that it may not be a true who this person is, maybe we can kind of work with the child and get them where they can, be a little more comfortable being at least identifying with the sex that they are.
Mm.
Because to me, there's something different with I'm attracted to the same sex and I don't believe the body that I have is the body that I should be in.
Mm.
That's a lot different thinking.
Yeah.
So if that's what they're up against, they need to make sure that they at least, you know what I'm saying, try to do all of the things that they can to be a support system to their child, but also to understand him, her. Okay.
And if you were the child's mother and you felt like, okay, you know, Dwayne Wade and his wife are not together. Well, the boy's mom, not together. You know, he's his stepmom. He goes and tell his stepmom.
And this is the same little boy had the nails or something?
Yes, 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 yes. He goes and tell his stepmom and his dad, like, hey, you know, I'm going to live my truth. Do you think that's the conversation he should have with his real mom? Or you think that...
I think the mature adults would know that they have a blended family, and all things that deal with the kids should go through birth parents as well as step parents.
Okay. So you feel like the mom should have been...
Unless the lady is, you know what I'm saying, yeah, that's
I don't
a
think
problem.
She, I don't think she on board with him being gay. Like, I don't think that.
Okay, well, if she not, then they needed to still let her have something to do with it, because you could be raising my kid all day long. And I just feel like it's odd. I don't know.
I'm just going to blame Dwayne Wade, bro. Because if he would have been around his kid, this might not happen.
I mean, when did the boy get up in their life then?
I mean, he's 12. So
how long he been with him?
He's been with, the matter of fact, the boy is 12. So that means, he was born in, 2008?
Yeah.
So Dwayne Wade been playing basketball the whole time, you know what I'm saying? And
so it's his fault.
Because he's been home with his stepmom all the time, so that's who he grew up idolizing. Like, your dad is one of the most famous basketball players in the world. Now, your brother, he gets it, you know what I'm saying? But you...
If he got a brother...
Yeah, he got an older brother, play basketball.
Okay, and he has a brother that's with that same woman?
From the mom, yeah.
From his mom, so they got the same mom and dad. Yes. It ain't nothing that you can blame Dwayne Wade for.
If he would have been there. I had a positive role model in my life.
Okay, so
I wasn't just sitting at home with my mama and my aunties and my stepmama all day. No.
I'm not gonna let you do that.
What you mean?
It's a whole lot of people out here that these men ain't gay just cause they ain't got no daddy.
Why do you think we have a spike in gays? Listen. And gay men, I'm just talking about, you know what I'm saying, gay men, we have a spike in that because there are no men in the house. They are only being raised by their mamas, their aunties, and their grandmas. These are only men, they don't see any men all day. So they start picking up on the feminine traits. It happens. Not saying, that's just what happens. You need to be around men if you are a boy. Or if you're around women all day, you going to start talking like them. You're going to start picking up their mannerisms. And then next thing you know, you like same thing the women like, which, like I said, nothing wrong with it. I have no problem with gays, the LGBTQIAA, none of that. No problems this way.
Whatever.
We're just talking about in the case of a 12-year-old.
But I'm saying you can't blame it on nobody because the person.
That's jokes, but I mean
you said it.
Yeah, that was jokes. There was like if you watch sports, you would have picked up on it because I was saying like
what somebody
basketball season is from October to June. If you're playing basketball from October to June, that's what about 10 months out of the year, out close to it, 9 months. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you're not home. You know what I'm saying? You on the road. You're at least going to 41 cities. You know, during this season, because you got 41 home games, 41 road games. So you're on the road. You're not at home. So that's when you're there with stepmama, and next thing you know, you painting nails, y'all baking cakes, and y'all dressing up, and
But stepmama got to be the blame too then. Because if I'm anybody's mama, I ain't never letting my son go and do nothing like that. If a nigga come in there with some lipstick on or some shoes or a slip that you done found, that you done made into a dress, I'm going to have a conversation with you because that's not what we're going to condone that now.
Yeah. I mean, rich people do that stuff, though. They condone a lot. But rich people condone a whole lot. Like, when you pull your mama going there and tell you, boy, what's in your ass? There ain't nobody going to end up. But you rich. Oh, mom, I want to be a wizard today. Or, mom, I want to dress up like, okay, fine, whatever. It's cool. We got money. That's just what it is. But, I don't want to delve too far in the subject because, it's not my kid, so... I don't care.
I just feel sorry for the kid because you have...
The kid is happy. He's living his life. I don't feel sorry for him. I just wish the parents would have been like, hey, man, won't you just, how you know you want to be a... Like, why,
Yeah, question it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have just let it be the... And then go make a press announcement of it and then, that makes me think you're doing it for,
other reasons.
He's about to... I bet you he's going to come out selling something soon. I just know for a fact the little boy is going to come out selling something. He's going to have a TV show, some kind of clothing line for transgender kids that's neutral or whatever. And I bet you.
Huh? Androgynous or something.
Yeah. It's going to be something. Watch. Just, but...
on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Zaya. By Zaya. This is requested by one of our Patreons. So this topic right here. Did you see the video of the stripper falling? I showed you the video of the stripper falling.
You did?
This is my co-host, people. This is my co-host.
Showed me. When a lady about bust her head open on the thing. I have to remember. I see a lot of things in the day's time. I don't remember that.
I deleted that out of my memory. How many videos of strippers you seen falling in the past week? Huh?
I ain't seen
none
but one. I mean, like I said, I have a lot going on.
In this video, the lady, her name is Jenia Sky or something like that. She's a stripper down in Texas. She was at this Texas strip club, and it's like a 20-foot pole. She had climbed up to the top of the pole, and something happened. She fell off the pole with smacked down onto the stage, face first. She broke her jaw. She cracked her teeth. She sprained her ankle. She had a couple scratches. But when she fell, the best part about it was she kept going. She finished her set. She danced her set. And then she walked off. If that's not Mamba mentality, I don't know what is, man. Like, look, look, look. She didn't let Kobe death go in vain. She was like, Kobe would have finished. We seen Kobe tear his ACL, get up and shoot free throws.
Really?
We seen Kobe tear his Achilles, get up, finish the game. We seen Kobe finish the game with a broken hand. That's Mamba mentality. And this stripper right here has Mamba mentality. You know.
Mamba, you going to take it that far?
Yes. Then one of her friends started a GoFundMe for her. She had, a, you know, to help pay for her medical, you know, all that. 20,000 was the goal. She already at 30, almost 33,000 already. Mm. She got a verified check on Twitter. She ain't had that. So, I mean, things are looking up for this lady. And I want to know, should strippers have some kind of like, oh, she still had to pay her tip out that night after she got hurt. She did that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, should strippers have some kind of benefits, like a union or something like that?
Yeah, any job
should. A sex worker union. We need a sex worker union.
Don't call it that because that sounds very nasty, but yeah.
Well, I mean, what you mean? It's a sex worker industry. They selling sex.
Okay. I mean, whatever. I'm just saying it doesn't sound
well, good. Sex workers are considered
as... You can dress it up. Dress it up a little bit better, though. That's all I'm saying. Find some politically correct way to say that.
Well, entertainment. An entertainment union. That's okay? All I'm saying. These ladies need... I mean, because, like, first of all, that's dangerous. Like, I mean, I don't know if she slipped off the pole because of the grease or whatever to be on the girls, the lotion. But she took a fucking tumble. And,
I mean, it wasn't no tumble. She fell flat to the ground.
I mean, that shit was live. I mean, it was splat to the ground, too, man. I mean, it was funny at first. It was funny the 18th time, maybe even the 20th time I seen it. But, I mean, like I said, I want to give her props for finishing her set. That was... I mean, how do you fall on your face and get up and just start twerking? You must have been on all the P's. Powder, goddamn Percocets, goddamn Patron, all that. Because you ain't feel that shit? Like, man, ain't no fucking way. If I fall down, I'm not no. I'm amazed.
The girl did her best.
She went above and beyond. And then, like, she avoided the other girl that was already down there dancing. Like, she ain't falling on her.
You giving her points for falling, like,
She ain't mess up everybody's show. Like, she bow, boom. Falling with style. It looked like it was part of the damn, you know, routine. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, so she got the surgery done. She put up the video of her. She got her mouth wired shut and got her teeth. I guess they fixed the chipped teeth and everything. I mean, you know, she just said the money that she getting is to help her get along till she can get back working. My question to you for her, she broke her jaw, she cracked her teeth, she sprained her ankle. Why you can't work? I done seen strippers work with more injuries than that.
Really? I'm she talking ain't about, got no teeth?
Or no, something? She chipped a couple of teeth. It ain't even like snaggle rock.
But she there?
I mean, she's been updating us through her journey.
Us?
Yes, her the fans? People. Yeah, the people okay. That have been, you know, checking up on her to see if she was
so all right. So how much money did y'all send?
I ain't saying nothing. I see how much she got, so she don't need my little $2.
You sent some money in the name of Nappy Apple?
No, I didn't. Like I said, once I saw how much money she had already passed her goal, you don't need my money. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like she can get back to work, you know, in a little while. I don't think you should be out.
You don't think it's that serious?
I mean, you just, like I said, we've seen strippers pregnant. We've seen strippers with injuries, like bullet wounds and scars. And, I mean, it's... I think you can work. I don't think you need to sit back because that money gonna go fast. And she's saying beware of fake pages, people scamming people out here. Hers is the official page. If you want to get her GoFundMe, you got to go to this link. And I mean, but you already got your goal, so take the motherfucker down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If your goal is 20,000 and you got 30,000, it's over. Like, why? Like, people still sending her money. I mean, I'm not hating on her. Because like I said, but she got mama mentality. She deserved every dime she get because that was great. That was great entertainment.
Because you laughed.
I laughed, but like I said, she finished the job. Like, I mean, the only person that's probably upset was somebody that wanted a lap dance from her, and she got hurt. She probably did a couple lap dances after that. I wouldn't put it past her, man. She worked hard, man. So, shout out to Miss Jania Sky. Hope you get better. You know, you got new jawline now, new teeth. Don't take it for granted. Lord. I bet your ass gonna stay off that pole now. I bet you ain't going up high no more. If that pole ain't six feet.
She afraid of heights for real now.
Hell yeah! I mean, you gotta think about it. Like a lot of people, when they get injured and they go back, it takes a little while to, you know, for her to get back on that pole. And I just want to know. I don't want you to be scared. Don't change your game because really? I'm just saying. Like you can't. If you a pole dancer, you gotta get back on that pole. Like maybe she's not really a twerker. She's more of a pole. Well, you're not really a good pole swirler because you fell the fuck off that motherfucker.
And she said she got up there pretty high. So you.
I mean, she was about yeah. I mean, you was about two stories high. Now I get to her. Like I only get on the roof of my house, and I mean, like that's just something black people don't do. I've never seen a black person get on the roof of their own house. Never. But I see white people do it all the fucking time. Because I know as soon as I get my ass up there, I'm slipping and falling. Like, if you're not white or Mexican, well, white people fall and hurt themselves. Mexicans, they never fall. So, but, yeah, I'm just not. Nah. So, shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? Props. Y'all do need to get that workers union, though, for the strippers. Because, I mean, it can only get worse. Like, these people are doing more and more in strip clubs. You got people dancing in fire now. They put fire down on the floor. They twerking the fire, roll through the fire. I'm just like, they need a fucking union. If y'all people going to these strip clubs, demanding these ladies go through all this to get that little one little dollar, that little raggedy ass dollar, like, come on, man. Like, I saw a meme the other day, said the waiters need to chill out because I know a woman that showed me her whole booty hole for this dollar.
Oh, like, God. You know what I'm saying?
So you need to tighten up. I mean, because, you know, I saw some tip shaming going on online this week. Some lady, well, it was on Dr. Bracer's show. Some lady put somebody on blast. He didn't leave a tip. And then he asked her for a phone number. And she put him on blast. Like, oh, look at this dude going to try to ask me for my phone number. He didn't leave no tip. I mean, if you can't, well, here's my tip to you. If you can't afford to stop, don't say that. I can afford to eat out because I paid for my meal. I don't work for free. I didn't tell you to get a job as a waitress. Now, I'm a tipper. I tip. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying this, just saying, like, I hate when waitresses say that shit, like, I don't work for free, or you can't afford to eat here. Don't, if you can't afford a tip, you can't afford to eat out. That's bullshit. Like, you picked the wrong business. Like, go to somewhere that the tip is, you live off your wage and not your tips.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my thing. But shout out to her, man. You know. I don't know what I would have done. If I would have seen that in person, I would have been done. D-O-N-N. Wow.
That's how you spell it?
Yeah, done. This right here is a little wild. So, you heard of Erykah Badu, right?
Yeah.
She's coming out with her own perfume.
Don't sound good to me.
What you mean? When you think of Erykah Badu, you probably think, you know, she's going to smell some earthy scents and, you know, stuff like that. You know, probably like, what's that stuff that, Those people like her, like that myrrh and
frankincense.
Yes. But Erykah Badu is coming up with her own incense line. And it's going to smell like her vagina.
And nobody wants to smell anything that smells like anybody's vagina. Nobody's saying.
I don't understand this. Because Gwyneth Paltrow coming out with her vagina scented candles.
But I want to know who did they, like, when you do marketing, you have to test a group of people to see if there's a market for what you're trying to sell.
But if you think about it now, Erykah Badu, something is magical about her coochie. Whatever her coochie does to these niggas, had these niggas dressing up in crochet hats and flip-flop socks and all kind of look at all the niggas she done damn turned crazy. Common, Andre 3000, Jay Electronica, all these niggas.
All I can tell you is, it don't matter.
Kendrick Lamar.
It can't be the scent of her coochie. It was the, what was in it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all I can tell you is, ain't nobody wants to walk into a house that smells like cooch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be surprised if this goes far. Because of the famous name on it, maybe people will buy it because they want to see what it's about. But I can't imagine nobody want to smell nobody cringe. That just don't sound like a go-to thing.
So she said she created incense that smells like a vagina. She said the inspiration for the product didn't come from Gwyneth Paltrow's $75 candle. It came from herself. She said, there's an urban legend that my pussy changes men, she told the outlet. The men that I fall in love with and I fall in love and fall in love with me, change jobs and lives. Wow. So she decided to take what she calls her superpower and make it a product. As a Grammy-winning singer described the creation of the incense, aptly called Badu's Pussy, I took lots of pairs of my panties, cut them up in little pieces, and burned them. Mm-hmm. Even the ash is part of it. What? I don't understand. So why wouldn't it smell like burnt underwear? Like, I don't think that's going to be a good smelling thing.
I don't think nobody coochie gonna smell good. Like, it's coochie. You can have clean coochie, but it still smells like coochie. Yeah. Nobody wants to walk into a room that smells like that.
Yeah, like,
so you can dress it up as whoever's, whatever, but your cooch don't smell good enough for nobody. All of the things that people say, oh, eat this, eat that, it'll smell like this.
So if I wanted to get your coochie smell you wouldn't like that if I walk around here with you. You smell that girl, that's you. You wouldn't
If anything, shit, you could go out here with your dirty dick. Hey, ain't no need to jump in the shower. You let me roll all over you, and then you go out in the street smelling like that. If that's what you just want to smell like, sex.
But it's gonna have to be cologne with something. It's gotta have some kind
of. If you say it smell just like somebody. Smell like
coochie. I don't want to walk around here smelling like coochie.
Okay, then. Then you shouldn't be doing it. To me, it's quite ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody can get a $75 for her candle, I guess Erykah Badu said her pack of incense might be about $20.
That's nasty.
But they sell like pussy flavored incense. I'm just like, that shit don't.
Pussy flavored?
With smelling pussy scented. Yeah, whatever.
I was just trying to see, whatever.
I mean, they got money, y'all. None of that shit. They don't smell like money. Like
money smell dirty.
Nah, not new money.
I mean, not new money.
It still smells like a library book either way. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
paper.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So it's a no-go on the Erykah Badu incense?
On anybody's coochie.
So you wouldn't even want no ghost incense?
That's dick.
Smell like ghost dick?
That's dick. That's dick.
So you want to walk around and smell like that?
I would never want to walk around smelling like it, but I would be intrigued to know what it smelled like.
It smells like everybody else's dick.
No.
Yeah.
There's something magical about him.
Okay. Yeah, this is a dick. It smells just like sweaty. Look, sweat.
Nah, it ain't going to smell sweaty now. Oh, his ain't going to be sweaty. Oh. I can tell you that now.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think he sweat down there.
Wow. So he doesn't sweat either.
I said he don't sweat down there.
So he doesn't sweat either.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Put that out there.
All right. Oh, man. Moving along, man. When do you leave the ex alone? Recently, it was like Oscar weekend or Grammy weekend. Nicki Minaj and her fiance/husband, I don't know if they married yet. They were in, I guess, L.A. That's where they shoot the Grammys. And they ran into Meek Mill into a store and they get into a shout match. Mm-hmm. Now, Meek Mill had, you know, went online and but he had made a song and he said something about to the effect of your new nigga wear bootcut jeans with Balenciaga shoes. And I guess, you know, Buddy thought that was directed towards him. And so when he seen him, he was on site. Now, you got to know a little something about Nicki Minaj's fiance/husband. He's a street nigga. He's been to jail. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, when street niggas meet other street niggas, you know, it's always going to go left. Now, luckily, nothing happened. No hands were thrown. But it turned into a back and forth on Twitter. Nicki Minaj made accusations that Meek Mill hit her. And, he said that, you know, how you going, your brother, you knew about your brother being a pedophile and you helped pay for his defense or whatever like that, and you knew all about it, and that's why I got away from you, and, you know, so they just going back and forth, just throwing wild accusations, and I want to know, Meek Mill currently has a pregnant girlfriend. How do you look arguing online for hours, even minutes, about your ex, and you got a girl sitting right there with you pregnant, with your baby in her stomach? I mean, luckily, it dawned on him, like, I got a whole baby over here on the way. What am I doing arguing with my ex online? So I want to know, how long do you, like...
I mean, it should be over when it's over, but I'm just not understanding. I mean, I guess because he's saying, because it was Nicki Minaj he was fighting.
Yeah, like they broke up like 2 years ago.
But I'm just saying, she's a celebrity, so maybe he wanted to make sure that...
I mean, I get it. Every time you do an interview, they're going to bring up her name because
that was a celebrity relationship you had.
And then that's the only reason why people know you, Meek Mill. Let's be honest. people like people outside the hip hop community don't know you. They know you from dating Nicki Minaj because you was with a pop star. You was with, you know, somebody famous. That's why they know you. Like, they're not, oh man, I know Meek Mill because of his song Dreams and Nightmares or whatever, whatever, his album. I don't, you know, like, whatever. I'm a boss. No, they don't know you from that Meek Mill. They don't know that Meek Mill. They know the Meek Mill they seen running around behind Nicki. The one that was beefing with Drake. That's the Meek Mill they know. So, of course, you're going to feel Nicki questions probably for the rest of your life. So, I want to know, how long do you beef with the ex? Like, have you ever, well, I know you had an ex. Did you have any problems with your exes?
I mean, we exes for a reason.
But I'm just saying, did you have any, like, once you moved on, did you have to, hey, you know, did y'all, was y'all beefing in the streets or y'all broke up on good terms or whatever?
No beefing.
Oh. So, I mean, I don't have an ex, you know what I'm saying?
You do.
But, I mean, it wasn't nothing to...
Cry over? Okay.
There you go with the lies. As Wallow says, she putting smut on my name.
It's the truth. I was there.
Putting smut on my name. But yeah,
moving right along.
Yeah, I just don't. I can't see myself going back and forth with the ex. I mean, you moved on, I moved on. I got a fucking baby on the way. There's no need for us to be sitting here like our worlds don't even. I mean, maybe our worlds collided that weekend, but we could have been grown about it, seen each other, kept it moving. But as far as y'all going back and forth talking shit to each other, like that's unnecessary because, you know, like I said, you're not gonna get anywhere with it, anywhere. And so I don't know. I just, me personally, I wouldn't, I mean, like you said, your ex for a reason, leave it alone.
I mean, I'm just saying, you might say something, it would never be no reason for you to be wanting to get crunk with nobody, because you're saying that the statement was made about Nicki Minaj's boyfriend?
Yeah, husband, fiance,
okay. whatever, her man.
Mm-hmm.
So, he wanted to fight Meek Mills.
I mean, he wanted to see him because, you know, you've been running off at the mouth for the past year or whatever. You've been saying little sly shit, and now we meet up, and it's a problem. But my whole thing is, like...
But that's not even about the person, if that's the case, because that's about ego. That's about niggas niggas. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
Nine times out of ten, well, I'm going to go a little further than that, 10 times out of 10, most of the time when niggas fight another nigga, it's all ego. It's not...
I mean, so you putting a woman into place, but that ain't the reason why you're fighting. You fighting because y'all want to make a deal about something. I mean, yeah, it's kind of fueled by the fact that both of y'all mess with the same person, but hell, shit.
Yeah.
It ain't that deep.
You moved on. I moved on. Let's, you know,
so
like,
your people could be talking all they want. If you don't come run up in my face, I don't care what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure people talk about me, but hell, I don't care.
Yeah. It is what it is. But, I mean, me personally... You know, like I said, me and my exes, we would never have beef because we always ended on bad terms. She like, fuck that nigga. And I'm just like, I'm okay with that. Like, so.
Wow.
It's always animosity. You know what I'm saying? Because I just make sure it's that way. So therefore, there'll never be another bridge. I tear the bridge down. I can't get back over there. Because I done destroyed that bridge. And
so you say.
Oh, well, that bridge is destroyed. And so, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I make sure it's that way, so I don't have to worry about that, you know. Ain't no, oh, nobody hitting me up on Facebook, oh, how you doing, or how you, just make sure you are, nah, none of that, you know. I'm telling you. Guys, the big holiday is coming up this week. Valentine's Day, as you listen to this, is Valentine's Day today. You know, when you're listening to it, we of course recorded it before. But I want to know some Valentine's Day do's and don'ts from you, Queen Germ. Give me a Valentine's Day do.
Make sure you are nice to the person that you're supposed to be in a relationship with. Do something special. Valentine's Day is for men and women. A lot of times I feel like people think that it's all about a female's holiday or whatever.
Woman, not female.
Okay, whatever. I'm okay with that.
No, you're not supposed to be.
It's a word. It's a word. It's not derogatory at all.
It is derogatory.
It's not.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm saying, I mean, like male, it doesn't give me any dominance. Female, you know.
Female what?
Female.
Female what?
Female human.
Okay, thank you.
So, I mean, my thing is you come from women. So.
Thank you. So why you just can't say a woman?
It doesn't matter. Like, if I'm sure of who I am, you can call me whatever you want to call me because that's what you're doing anyway.
No.
So I'm going to be mad because of what? I can see if you call me a bitch.
Do's and don'ts.
Yeah, but you did all that because you could have just let me talk. I wouldn't even have been back on that.
I was just trying to correct you.
It wasn't no need. So nonetheless, what I'm saying is take care of the person that you're with. Mm. Don't just think because it's a woman's holiday or think that it's the, you know what I'm saying, the feminine person's holiday that you, if you're the masculine person, that you don't get anything probably but sex. When that shouldn't even be the gift that you're passing around, no way.
Yeah, I remember what King Germ said, pussy is not a gift.
And it can't be, but.
But fellas, we're going to switch that on them in 2020. Dick is a gift this year.
Yeah.
That's all you getting, some dick.
And ain't nobody want that.
Oh, well, so, look, well, that's you don't want your gift.
I want some shit that I can have. And I don't want no dick.
Yeah, look.
I'm going to get some dick on top of my gift, but fellas, I definitely don't want just no dick.
King Germ about to give y'all some don'ts and do's.
So
don't go out here spending a lot of money on Valentine's Day to prove your woman that you love them. It's bullshit. Because if you can prove to her on Valentine on February 14th, you better be able to let her know on October the 14th or
how about the damn September first of the 14th. Month. Pay some motherfucking bills.
Yeah, like that. Don't go out here, fellas, thinking you got to go all out for your girl on Valentine's Day to prove that you love her. Because you don't have to. Get her something minimal. Get her a card. Maybe some candy. That's it. That's all you need on Valentine's Day.
No.
You don't have to go out there and buy no fucking
no.
goddamn lingerie and all this and all that. And I've seen people with already starting with the rose petals going to the bedroom and candles and big money heart. No, people, stop that shit. That's bullshit.
Y'all see what I had got.
I told y'all, the niggas is cheating out here. The niggas is doing all that. No, it's cheating.
Niggas is cheap.
Cheating.
Niggas is cheap. Who ain't buying shit? Yeah. Talking about you just giving somebody some card and some dollar store candy. I don't want that.
Ain't got to be dollar store candy. Got candy like, that you like. You mm-hmm. like M&M's, right?
Yeah.
I get you a bag of M&M's and a card. Call it a day.
Mm-mm. I need more than that. I done gave you almost 20 years of my
so
life.
So me on one day, you know I love you on any day. I can get you something on any day. It ain't got to be don't. Valentine's Day. That's bullshit. You know I'm not. Nah, I don't like nobody telling me what to do. And I'm not. I'm telling you. I'm sitting out.
It don't matter. Is somebody that, gonna give me something.
Okay, that's fine. And like I said, you get your standard card and some candy. And I'm gonna tell you, happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you. And that's gonna be great. But all this, we flying out for the weekend. We going here. I got it all laid out, man. We going to this expensive restaurant. We gonna get heart-shaped steaks. I tell you what other restaurant is open on Valentine's Day that's taking reservations. McDonald's. So don't act like you too good even. You was eating McDonald's last week. You gonna be eating McDonald's a week after this. So don't act like you too good eating really? McDonald's this week. Don't really? Act like that.
Really?
We get us a nice 20 piece, some sauce, some fries. Get us one cup, two straws, and do some romantic shit.
Why not? Ain't romantic.
That is romantic. On Lady and the Tramp, they was in there eating spaghetti.
Yeah, maybe some that's spaghetti. One of I'd rather you make me some damn spaghetti than take me to damn Walmart. I mean, McDonald's. That ain't no
we
food.
Go to Walmart now, get you some chicken wings.
I don't eat out of McDonald's. I mean, Walmart.
Why not?
I don't eat
that's
out of
that's some quality chicken there.
I don't know about that now.
Nigga, so you don't eat out of Walmart? Many goddamn rotisserie chickens you done bought home, but you don't eat
that's
out of
that's not a Sam's Club.
Oh, same thing.
I'm just saying, I ain't never bought none out of Walmart, though.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's your other girlfriend.
No, I bought them out of Walmart, so that's why I'm like...
But no. Mm-mm. I mean, it's probably the same people, because it's in Sam's Club, or whatever. Yeah,
but, I mean, some dudes, man, like I said, do let your significant other know that you love them. This go for the ladies and the men out there. Let them know that you appreciate it. You don't have, like I said, don't let capitalism tell you on February 14th you have to go all out, spend all your damn money, and do you know put yourself in a bind. No, man, no. Don't do that, fellas, man. I want us to get rid of Valentine's Day. I even saw a church saying something about Valentine's Day on their little thing. I said, do the church know who St. Valentine is? Y'all would not have that up there. So I'm stressing, fellas. You know, keep it simple. You go too far out, you're going to look like you're cheating. Ladies.
Only way you look like you're cheating is because you say so. But
that's the truth.
But the people don't be cheating.
That's the truth. That is the truth. I'm telling you, anybody that goes, look, take a look on Valentine's Day. Watch your Facebook. Watch the ladies that be showing off all, ooh, they love me. Look, he got me this.
Well, I guess mine ain't cheating because I ain't gonna get shit.
They love me. Look, niggas cheating. The girl cheating. Everybody listen. I'm telling you, especially niggas, if you get a gift from a woman that ain't a video game or cologne or something simple, some bag of weed or something. She come, oh, I got him some two pair of Jordans. Nigga, she cheating on you, bro. You know how she got them Jordans? The nigga she fucking work at the damn shoe store and the discount.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I've seen it happen with my own eyes.
Okay.
Because I was just like, wow, people are dirty. When I worked at the academy.
You reaching.
Oh, I'm telling the truth. When I worked at the academy, this girl was like, yo, am I wrong for using this dude I'm messing with discount to buy my boyfriend some shoes? I said, if you have to ask, you already know. I said, damn, it's a dirty. I mean, yeah, he getting the shoes, but.
The nigga got to know he buying them for him. So I mean, yeah. You ain't stupid. He's smashing. He don't care about using
don't his discount. Don't give a damn.
He busting your back out. So, hey, that's a small price. 20-30% off. Hey, that's what you want. Hey, we good.
So, fellas, man, like I said, just if you're going to go all out that night, you know, get the room, make sure you strap up. I mean, I know none of y'all wear condoms anymore anyway, but, you know, unless you want some babies to pop up around about Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Just be careful out here. It's a dirty.
I mean, if you can't feel it, it ain't real.
I mean, that's what they say, but you're going to feel something else 9 months later. You're going to feel your ass getting up in the middle of the night. Changing diapers and filling up bottles and, you know, unless you want these new women that want to breastfeed and shit. Like, I don't understand. Like, they are like, that's a new, like, y'all ladies can't be breastfeeding if you ain't putting the right shit in your motherfucking body. Like, you know, you just can't be sitting there eating 2 for 4 for 4s and goddamn 2 for 5s and you just going to throw the baby titty in your mouth. Let me throw the titty, you know,
throw the baby titty.
Throw your titty in the baby mouth. Like, no, you need to be eating some nutrient-rich food. You know, oh, I don't see how y'all get that formula. You crazy. Bet you smoke cigarettes. I don't want to hear shit. Like, you don't, so.
Yes, I mean, and it's a lot to it. I mean, people want to try to make somebody feel bad because you choose to breastfeed. Somebody else don't choose to breastfeed.
Yeah, man.
It ain't that serious.
Well, what did they do 40 years ago?
Shit,
what did they
do? You ain't sucking your mama titty now. Look,
they had crazy people back then, too. So, you know, hey, formula.
I mean, people breastfed for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, they did up until, like, what, 60s, 70s?
Yeah.
That's when the formula started popping off, which they're trying to blame for all the shit that's going on that's in the formula. But I don't believe it. I just think the shit is fucked up. But,
You had to do something when you had to go to work.
In the King Germ, Queen Germ household, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why we don't? What I'm
saying? We just don't.
Because niggas is cheap.
I'm not cheap. It's just that.
Niggas is cheap. Niggas don't celebrate nothing.
I want you to know better that I love you all throughout the year.
I know. And this is a day that we can isolate to say, hey, this is what we know.
Let's pick another day. If you don't honor Steak and BJ Day, we're not honoring Valentine's Day.
I mean,
Day.
And you done got shit. You done got your dick sucked on.
On Steak and BJ Day, I ain't never got no love.
Okay, if you say so.
I promise you.
If you say so, I
promise
mean,
you.
It must have been the day before and the day after then.
No. Okay, I ain't never got my steak
whatever,
and my BJ.
Whatever.
So
is whatever.
Until we get our
on.
Day,
whatever.
We are not participating in Valentine's Day.
I don't care.
We're not participating.
I ain't going to be here no way Friday, so.
Okay,
it don't even
look at that. See? Look, works out either way for me, man. She ain't going to be here. I ain't got to get her nothing.
That's fine.
You know? I ain't got to be looking for nothing because she ain't going to be here. So it's like.
Yeah, but I'm a real nigga. I leave mine.
I mean, but I'm telling you now, you don't have to do that because I know you love me.
You
don't have to wait till Valentine's Day. I already know. You show me. All throughout the week that you love me.
Okay, move on to the
you
next thing.
You show throughout the year.
Oh,
throughout all these years, I know.
Uh-huh.
I don't have
all
to.
All these
this
years.
This calendar don't tell me nothing. No. February only means Black History Month to me.
Okay. Well, make sure on the 15th you go buy me some of that half off candy.
Oh, now 15th is side chick day. You don't want no gifts on the 15th. That's another thing. If you get a gift on the 15th, like Valentine's Day is Friday. If that nigga or that lady can't get up with you Friday and they get up with you Saturday, you the side nigga. You the side chick.
They get up with you Monday.
Even worse. Even you getting 25%. I mean,
75% off.
75% off candy. You don't want that. You don't want it. 50% on Friday. Well, it's probably about, yeah, Saturday is about 50%.
Yeah, 50% on the first day.
65 on Sunday. Shit, Monday, they damn near giving that shit away. They already moved out of the way. It's Easter candy out there. You gonna fuck around and get some Easter candy. Golly.
You won't because the Easter candy is gonna be regular price.
Trashiest Valentine candy is them little fucking heart mints with the little words on them.
Yeah.
Trash.
I don't even know what the people decided to do with that.
Them things are nasty.
Like,
almost like aspirin.
Licorice
or pills or something. It's nasty. Something,
it's got something real crazy.
Ugh, I don't like them. They just, they the trash candy, man. So, yeah, and all them little heart-shaped candy with the chocolate in them, garbage. Garbage. I don't really like chocolate, so not chocolate candy. You know what I'm saying? Just
Reese's Cups.
It got to be, yeah, with peanut butter. But, yeah, just look, I already see the people out selling their little, them little baskets. Y'all niggas need to stop. The bootleg purses. I know I'm see so many ladies with bootleg purses. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, they're like, listen, man, fellas, don't buy your lady no bootleg purse, bro. Like, if your lady live in Section 8, she can't be walking around here with no Louis Vuitton bag. We know it ain't real. That shit fake as all get out. Because, yeah, no. So, look, fellas, if your lady on Section 8, don't you buy her no designer bag. Well, especially, don't buy a designer bag. Don't buy her no fake one either. Y'all ladies need to stop with the bootleg bags, man. Just look terrible. You have a bootleg bag and bootleg lashes. Stop it. But let's move on. Because y'all know King Jermaine about Valentine's Day. But
you ain't about no day that you got to spend no money.
Stop it. I don't mind.
You be mad on the damn first of the month.
Everybody be mad on the first of the month. You show me a nigga that's happy to pay bills.
Ain't nobody got to be happy to pay bills. You ain't got to be mad either. You know they coming.
I know that. So why I can't be mad that one day? Shoot.
Okay.
Speaking of being mad, I want to know, what's a good man? What, in your words, is a good man?
First of all, a good man is going to be somebody who's concerned about the needs of the person that he is with.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that you have to be able, sometimes you got to be able to just roll with the punches.
Okay.
So if you somebody, you know what I'm saying, like, first of all, take care of who I am. Because a lot of people just think, oh, you want somebody to bust some bills down, pay all the bills, whatever, you know, just be so romantic, this, that, and the third. But if you're talking about you a good man, you coming home, you doing what you're supposed to do around the house, you know what I'm saying? You being okay, what does the children.
What does that include? Doing stuff around the house? What if I'm just a provider? I work my ass off.
If you paying every bill. I can't let you off the hook to say you ain't going to mow the lawn. You ain't going to check on that. My car.
The man stuff. The man. I'm talking about, like, I know some men that they come home, they don't do a goddamn thing. They ain't picking up no, they ain't washing no dishes, they ain't sweeping no floor, they ain't cleaning no toilets, they ain't doing none of that shit. I could cut the grass.
That's when you paying all the bills, or at least most of them.
Yeah.
I can't be 50-50.
Is that a good man, though? They don't help out around the house at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't going to say that you good, but you definitely got to be carrying the load somewhere for me to say I'm picking up the slack on your behalf when it come down to household chores. Mm. I can't be paying half on everything, and then I come in here and I got to cook, clean, and everything else, and you just gonna sit back and relax and get ready for the next day and don't worry about how that wears on me. Mm. I mean, and that's the same thing if you got a good woman. You can't tell me.
I didn't ask you about a good woman. Oh, I'm asking you about a good man. I'm gonna talk about a good woman. You talking about a good man.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that you have to be a multiple dimension person. You can't just be like, I'm only concerned about this one part of my household.
Okay.
You got to be able to be concerned about everything because it wears on one person when I gotta be stressed out about everything. And then this person here, they don't act like they care about nothing. Mm-hmm. So you should be trying to please your mate physically, emotionally, spiritually, all that. Mm. It's not just no, I show up, I come home every day, they should be happy I'm here.
Mm. Wow. So, questions for that. You said physically, emotionally, spiritually. So spiritually, like, what do you mean by that?
I mean, if you are someone who has a religious belief, you and your mate should be equally yoked. You and your mate should
that's in the Bible or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but y'all should be on the same level, because if I'm going through a crisis situation and you over here saying, oh, all we need to do is smoke a blunt, it'll be all right, or we can't worry about it, there's nothing we can do about
it. What else can we do?
And I want to sit down and I want to talk about it, I want to plan, I want to pray, I want to write this plan out and put it in my Bible and pray over it every day, and you looking at me like, child, please, you ain't doing a waste of your time. But if we together, you can't look at my thoughts as insignificant.
Okay.
You can't look at my spiritual beliefs as something that you disregard.
Okay.
So when you fighting against something like that, that's another distraction, when that can be something that we can easily share and bring us closer together.
So are we equally yoked?
No.
Is that a problem?
Yes.
How is that a problem?
I mean, it's only a problem if you want it to be one, but I just feel like it's something that we really need to work on. Because when you think about a relationship, a relationship is like any, like a rope. Like, you got your end, I got my end. But the strength of the relationship has to do with the number of threads that we have to that are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go with one strand that's in that braid, that's your physical. That ain't gonna get you long, mm-hmm. because stuff happens. People can't do but so much for their whole life.
Yeah.
Then you got finances. You got, you know, spiritual connection. How y'all feel about certain things in that realm. You got things that deal with just your emotions. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things, like caring for somebody, being able to identify with things, and being willing to address those things. Because a lot of times we just get focused in, okay, I got to pick up the kids. I got to feed the people. I got to do this. I got to do this at work. And then you don't look at the relationship. And then when somebody is drifting, then people are quick to say, oh, you should have said this. You should have said that. But another part of it, if you were looking, listening, and dealing with me for real, mm-hmm. you would have seen the signs, because the signs are always there.
Do you think we have a good line of communication?
Yeah, most okay. days.
A lot of days. I mean,
I said most days, sir.
Yeah, I feel like we can go talk to each other.
I'm very vocal about my concerns.
I mean, you know, you didn't got better with hearing criticism, too. You used to be like, nah, you don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has room to grow.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I'm not, I mean, you always tell me when you're not happy, so, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't feel like, oh, she can't meet, how she gonna, you know, I mean, if you're not happy, you always let me know. You know what I'm saying? But,
but you never care, so.
I do care. I don't feel like any man's gonna be happy.
Why?
Because it's just like, we don't look for happiness in our relationship. Like, I know.
And that's pathetic.
Because it's not pathetic. It's just how men think.
And it shouldn't be. Because you need to be reprogrammed. Because there's no reason for you to say, I'm going to dedicate my life to somebody that does not make me happy.
I said men don't look for happiness.
So what would you be with somebody for? You just want to be with somebody for the sake of being with them? I don't understand.
I mean, I love you and everybody, but I don't think that I was like, you know, I don't think any man gets married to be happy. Like, they get married to build on everything. I'm just saying. Like, do you make me happy? Of course. Do my family make me happy? Yes. But I didn't get married for happiness reasons. Like, I didn't like, oh, I'm going to be so happy when I get married. No man says that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm not a man.
No man goes in marriage nobody goes into marriage searching for happiness, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? We go in for love. But, you know, women want to be happy in a relationship. Man, we like, hey, we're men. Nobody gives a fuck if we happy, sad. Nobody gives a fuck.
But that's the thing. People should. Because
we're men. Nobody cares.
But that's not true. Because I do a lot of stuff that I only do because of the fact that I think that would be something that would make you happy. And because you are definitely emotionally numb.
I'm not emotionally numb.
Very little that can get you happy. So it doesn't really matter how far I go. It's because you're going to just be
lost anyway. Let's human the Fro Nation real quick. Name some things that make me happy. What's some things that you think
make
me happy?
The only thing that make you happy is weed that I know.
Are you serious?
That's it. That's the only thing I know.
That's the only thing you know?
Yes.
And how long we know each other?
Quality marijuana.
How long we know each other?
For 19 years.
And this is the only thing you know about me?
Yeah. That's the only thing that seems to make you happy. I sure don't make you happy if you said you married me and then, hey, 16 years later, I can't make you happy. I don't know what else to do.
So you don't think, like, you know, music made me happy, food made me happy,
If I can't make you happy, I'm going to hope that nothing else makes you happy.
You make me happy. The kids make me happy. Like, my community work makes me happy. You don't think none of that stuff made me happy. You just think it's all... I'm a one-trick pony. Good gosh.
You just said how...
I put that post up on Facebook one day. Everybody put up a GIF that reminds, you know, of me. 80% of them was somebody smoking. I said, is that really what y'all see me as?
I mean, and if 80%, hey, the numbers don't lie.
Oh, man. But, I mean, you know, as far as I was saying, what makes a good woman? Let me get on my thing.
Yeah, please get there.
A good woman, to me, is a woman that is nurturing. You don't have to be motherly, but nurturing. Like, you know, sometimes, like you said, men, nobody cares about us, but sometimes we want to just come and... you know, have somebody that got our back, or somebody that care about our emotions. You know, that's why when most men get sick, they babies. You know, they want to be cared for. Like, if you got a woman that when you sick, don't care for you when you sick, leave that woman alone, bro. Leave that woman alone. Like, because that's the only time you can show weakness when you're sick. And you can't goddamn put some Vicks on my back or fix me some soup or go to the store, give me some goddamn juice or something.
Like you said, if you a man and you this and that and the third,
you don't get sick.
You, exactly. And if you're sick, you just better get it together and, hey, keep on pushing forward.
Or use up your goddamn sick time at work and stay your ass away. Don't get nobody sick. We got the damn. But as for another thing about good women, you know, at least attempt to cook. I'm just an attempt. I mean, you ain't got to be goddamn Chef John or nothing like that.
I don't need not to be John.
I couldn't think of no chef woman. I was going to say Paula Deen, but, you know. You ain't got to be Rachel Ray or no other. I'm trying to think of some famous black. I can't think of the, you know. You ain't got to be none of that, but at least attempt to cook. Don't be a dead fish in the bedroom. I ain't saying you got to be all mad, but don't be no damn dead fish. What else? Have some class about yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't like no woman that she just say all kind of crazy shit and you can't take her nowhere because she embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? Have some class about yourself. Good woman is educated. You ain't got to have a PhD. You ain't got to have a master's. You ain't got to have but just be able to hold a conversation with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sit there and just have no clue about nothing. That is a, like if I, oh my God. I couldn't imagine being able to talk to somebody and then I say something. What's that? What I got to explain? No. It's not going to work.
But that's a nigga too now. Because it's some dumb people in the world.
I'm just saying, be able to hold a conversation. You ain't got to know about the subject, but at least, goddamn, look, just be able to talk about it. I don't like, let me see, not that I don't like, but I mean, basically, just be well-rounded. If you're a woman, you ain't, like I said, you ain't got to be great in one category, and just be well-rounded. That'll make you a good woman. I mean, you ain't asking for a lot. I mean, fellas don't ask for a lot from these women. Ladies, don't get it twisted. We don't want a lot from y'all. All this stuff y'all think we, no, we don't even care. Y'all right here with the weed, the lashes, the makeup, the shapers, this, dudes don't be giving a fuck about none of that. I say it all the time. So, you know, just start living for y'all. What else? That's about it. We ain't gotta go too deep.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I think we covered all the bases.
Yeah, I just feel like for everybody, people just need to realize you gotta bring something to the table.
Yeah.
You
bring something to the table. Exactly.
You wanna latch on to somebody else, you wanna use somebody, you wanna game somebody. That's what you do for people in the streets. If we together for real, we supposed to be a team. So the things you do should be helping us move along in the right direction. The things I do should be doing the same thing. But people trying to just use people, that don't make sense. People get tired of being, you know what I'm saying, taken advantage of. And that's another thing people don't think about. Like, in your mind, as they say, your perception is your reality. If in your mind you think that this is what somebody's supposed to do, and in their mind they feeling like they're taken advantage of, then after a while somebody going to get tired.
Question. Let's say you were single.
Uh-huh.
You were in your 30s.
Say that.
You met a guy, and he was like, yo, I still live at home. Mm-hmm. He's in his 30s. Mm-hmm. But he's been saving up money. You know, he's like, yo, I wasn't going to move out till I was financially good. Would you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. See, I seen a lot of women online. Like, what? I would never date nobody that ain't financially off to in their 30s. They still living at home? I'm like...
I mean, number one... If he's still living at home, I'm going to hope that he don't have no kids.
No kids or nothing like that. Just...
So, I just feel like, for one, in our society, we are just very, I don't know, materialistic, and everybody want to be Hollywood.
Yep.
You got to realize some stuff take time.
Yep.
So, if I'm working a job that ain't making a whole lot of money, the best thing for me to do, instead of getting bogged down with bills, because I got to... try to keep up with the Joneses and this and another. If you are a parent and you are trying to help your child have a good chance of being successful or financially stable, let them live at home until they start a family is really the best thing you could give them.
Yeah.
As long as the kid ain't coming in there bringing no drama to your door, I don't feel like that's a big deal. Like, male or female, I don't feel like it's a need for you to rush out here and go get bills. Because in actuality, if you ain't doing nothing but paying your mom and daddy $200, paying just to pay the light bill, just to be able to, you know, handle your business, you can still move and go as you please because you actually are not getting, you know what I'm saying, having to pay rent. Because 9 times out of 10, when you first get out of the house, you can't afford no damn house no way. Mm-mm. So you ain't really making no investment. You renting something. Mm-hmm. So why not pay the utility bill or something around your people house and try to save up your money till you ready to make that move or financially able to make that move? It just doesn't make sense for us to always say, oh, we want our own stuff. And I think it comes back to a slave mentality. Mm-hmm. We've been sold a dream that made us feel like you got to have something like a place to stay or whatever, whatever. Maybe it could be that whole passage where you had to lay up in each other's piss and poop, and you want to be as far away from the next person as possible. I don't know. But we are not the people who can live 20 to a house for any length of time thinking that we're trying to save no money. So I don't know.
Speaking of that, let's say you had a 100-room house, like what Rick Ross got. Would you let all your family live with you? I would not do it.
I love it. I mean, when I tell you that would be my dream come true.
Nah, I would not do it.
I would do it a million times.
No way.
Yeah, I would. So his family live with him?
No, it was just he got a 109-room house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want it to be not occupied because who the heck cleaning it and keeping it up? If I tell them they can stay there, they going to have to make sure they maintain their living quarters.
Because this is my whole thing. If I had a 100-room house and I let everybody there, I still don't want to see y'all motherfuckers. I don't want to be walking around and be like, it's 100 motherfucking rooms in here. Why you ain't wait? I don't want to see. I want out of sight, out of mind. Like, we got kitchen. We got 5-6 kitchens in this motherfucker. Go over there. Why are you in my refrigerator? Why is you in my shit?
Maybe you should just build a house for the people and then
y'all get your own shit.
It don't make sense for one person to live in a 100-bedroom nothing.
Us five could live in a 100-room house.
No, that would be stupid.
No way.
Yes, it would. At most, you should have 10. Like, if you got 5 people, what would you need all of them spaces for? The shit ain't gonna handle but dust every damn well. You ain't gonna even...
What you mean? We'll have motherfucking Esmeralda in there cleaning up all the fucking time. She gonna have a room because we gonna have like 10 maids.
Mm-mm, I don't need all that. Yeah. And that's the part that I don't like because I don't trust nobody.
At least five.
What I need them dusty people up in there for?
They ain't gonna be dusty. They gonna be cleaning up every day, working. Mm-mm. Cooking and working.
But yes, if I had the space, I want my people in there. I want them up in there.
I wouldn't do it. Sorry.
I would.
I love y'all to death, but y'all not living with me.
Maybe you can have your house down the street and build one for the people.
Fuck, they can have their house down the street. I live in a 100-room house. Shit.
The haunted house.
No, it ain't gonna be no haunted house. It's gonna be live.
It ain't gonna be live if I'm there.
Yeah, it is. It's 109 rooms. It's motherfucking
heat. Who you think you are?
It's gonna be live in the house. We'll be riding there, having a good old time.
Okay.
Shoot. But yeah, so that was all I want to talk about that one. Oh, I forgot to ask the big question. Are you a good woman?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a great woman.
Okay.
Like Tony the Tiger up in this bitch. What you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just want to know.
For sure. Say that.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you want to disagree with that? What's,
no, oh, no, okay. No. I mean, you just missed your chance to ask me, but don't worry about it.
The moment's bad. Are you a good
not
man?
At all. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not
at all. Hey, I must agree with you.
Not at all. I don't. I just do the bare minimum.
See, that's why you get children.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said. I do the bare minimum.
Did I say that?
Yes, you said it on the last show.
Okay. I was telling the truth.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm not a good man. I'm just faithful, love my wife, love my family, and that's just, I do the bare minimum. Come home every night. What did she say? So, what do I do? So, let me ask you a question. I know the people don't want to hear this.
And I don't want to hear it either.
Oh, you don't have to hear it. You're going to be saying it. So what do you like about me? We know what you don't like. What do you like? You don't,
but...
You said on the last show.
I think that you are a nice person.
Nice. That's it?
Yeah. I think you're a nice person. You are very intelligent.
I'm a good listener?
I guess, if you want to say that, but I don't think so. I mean, you hear me talking, but clearly you ain't listening if you won't do what I ask you to do. So that's the difference. So you hear me. So being a good listener means you heard what I said, you processed it, and you tried to incorporate that into your lifestyle or whatever I was asking you to do, but you don't do that. So, don't put that on the list. But I mean, I think you good. like a good hearted person. You're a great father. Sex is good.
Minimal. I'm just a bare minimum husband.
I'm saying because you don't really care. You talk about how men don't feel like nobody care about them.
They don't.
But I don't think you really care about me.
How you gonna say
like,
that?
I mean, like, you talking about making somebody happy?
You get
That's
mad
not at, what you think about.
You get mad at me for taking up for you.
Taking up for me at the wrong times. The thing that you want to take up for, that's
people
not when,
take advantage
that's
of you?
Not when I'm
I don't
dog,
like when nobody
tired,
take, I don't
and,
like,
and you say, here, baby, is some hot water and some Epsom salt in this bucket. Put your feet in here. Let me make you feel good.
So I ain't never done that for you?
Sir, if we got to count it, it probably happened twice.
Okay, so...
I mean, all I'm saying is...
I've done it more than twice.
Okay,
go
that's
ahead.
Fine. But all we got to say is, you ask me what I want, what I said.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm just, I mean, you know, we just
all
try
I'm
to
saying
get
is
to the bottom of it.
You just have to be
this,
a little more
this
concerned.
Is the King Germ, Queen Germ therapy session of
and
the
And I don't
Procast.
Know. I don't know why, but yeah. I'm
I
just
mean,
saying, just do a little
that,
better.
This
just
is,
do a better.
This is good. This is good. It's good for us.
It's not.
It is. It is.
Because you hanging on to the words that I've said, but you still ain't putting nothing in action. You just told the people how you ain't buying me shit for Valentine's Day.
I mean, but
you
want to
know how.
When
I
have I gotten you something for Valentine's Day?
Probably when we first started out. Maybe
thank
you,
you.
Might have acted like you kids.
I mean, you know.
I know I ain't got no gifts worth of shit for Valentine's Day since we've been married.
That's what I'm saying. So why would you expect anything different?
I'm praying that one day it's going to get better. I'm holding out.
It's just
because
I just told
know
you.
You'll get with this next
when,
woman. She's going to be a white broad.
When
and this heifer going to be getting the world.
Question.
I'm not finna stand by and let you get nobody else. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not. Because I know as soon as I leave you, you're gonna get some of a half ass broad.
So
and you're
gonna
leave
give
her the world.
You think you're gonna leave me?
Whatever way it happened.
Oh,
if she
man.
Snag you up there at them people community
so let me
college,
ask you, let me ask
you gonna be over there with Miss Lola. And the next thing I know, you'll be to move your shit up out of here and you'll be hollering and screaming about how you wanna be with her. And you'll be working 2 or 3 jobs and just doing it up. Y'all will be living in some nice house over there in Killarn or something.
Oh,
and then I'm
man.
Over here just barely making it.
God, dog.
And I'm going to ride by your house every day. Every damn day.
Man. Well, tell you like this. I'm never going to leave you. You ain't going to leave me. So we just going to have to figure this thing out. And I do like your story. It's pretty funny.
It's not funny. When I'm sitting here, this is my thing. I can't even wait till I get to the part. Now, how the hell you sit up here all day long, black men don't cheat, blah, 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 it's this, it's that. You do all of this fronting, but then I'm on the phone with you and some broad at your job calling you handsome. For real, you think that shit is cute?
No.
It's not cute. Because if I was a little bit closer to the damn job, I would have rolled up on your ass.
Look, I didn't.
And her.
Like I said, that person.
And
that,
you should have corrected her because you should have let her know that's inappropriate, ma'am.
What
I'm on the phone with my wife.
What did I say? Did she just say that?
And he tried to act like he ain't know. That heifer, if it start out with handsome, it's going to end with more than that.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it does.
No,
yes, it does. Yes, it does. They don't. Nobody don't get comfortable calling you no damn handsome. She don't watch how you respond to some other gestures and some other things she don't call you.
Nah, that was the first time she ever crossed that line.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
don't let her know she can keep
crossing. I didn't say nothing because I was just like, I had like I didn't hear.
He didn't say nothing because I was on the phone.
I didn't because I had like I didn't hear because when
I
was walking
not been on the phone,
I was like,
it
did
may
she
have
just
been a whole other
that?
Conversation.
Yeah, I threatened to go to HR, but you know, I ain't want
to
do that.
Ain't no need to go to HR. You put people in their place. You ain't got to worry about that.
I mean, you know, if you just ignore it, then it just didn't happen.
It did because I heard it.
But if you ignore it.
It still happens.
Just like y'all women.
If I ignore them motherfuckers when they send me them damn bills, they got a late fee. They got some other shit up on there. So you don't ignore shit.
So do you ignore the men in the street that be, whistling, catcalling and stuff like that?
I don't get whistles and catcalls. I have men who have enough concern to say, hi, you look nice today, ma'am. Ain't nobody whistling.
Do you ignore that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So you just as bad.
No, I'm not. Because I let somebody know that I'm not interested. So what's the problem?
Oh, if you just ignore it, then they know.
So I'm gonna ignore somebody who's making eye contact and holding a conversation with me.
Yeah, women.
I'm gonna act like they don't.
I'm gonna act like they don't exist.
I'm gonna act like
they're
not
saying anything. It's called curving. You look at them and you don't say anything. You're deaf. You're not supposed to talk. Once you open up the line to talk, the men like, I gotta say something today. The next day, they don't keep it going. You don't say nothing.
Grown people know how to end conversations.
No, don't.
So it ain't even.
You're not even supposed to start a conversation.
Ain't nobody starting nothing.
Just like
but the ladies told
and
you
I
you was handsome, and you got to come to her every
going.
Single day that you work there.
And don't
act like you won't. You done seen her 3 times since that day. Oh, yeah. At least three.
And nothing was said again.
Okay.
But you know.
Nonetheless.
Song of the week time. We're not going to do TV talk because you didn't watch anything.
Oh, because I'm busy. Okay. Yeah,
so we have to get caught up next week with TV talk. Just for y'all know with TV talk, the Power finale happened. I'm not going to spoil it for Queen Jern because she didn't see it. But 60 days in, guys. Y'all need to watch that shit. Edward County, Alabama. They're down here in the South. This jail, somebody's going to get fucked up. They had 7 participants. 2 have quit already. And they got a secret participant. This shit is live, man. You got to watch 60 Days In. It comes on A&E Thursday nights. Check it out. Next week, we're going to come with a full rundown of everything. Get y'all up to speed on that. But you got to watch 60 Days In. Great show. Well,
so that was your song of the week.
No. Song of the week time. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes. My song of the week is a down South Florida artist named, the group name is Boki Barbs, and the name of the song is called Rock Out. So when you Google that, going out there, be easy. And that's Bokee Barbs, Barbs. And the name of the song is Rock Out. So that's my song of the week. Represent for my peeps.
I hope you got paid for this. Because this sounds like some old independent artist type bullshit. And I hope they paid you for this. Because I ain't never heard of this motherfucker.
You ain't got to. You can Google it just like the rest of the people. So go ahead. What's yours, nigga?
My song of the week is Mahogany by Lil Wayne. It's off his newest album, The Funeral. This might be one of Lil Wayne's best songs ever. I mean, this shit hard as fuck. It's the best song on the album, but like I said, it's one of his best songs, period. So check out this Mahogany by Lil Wayne. We'll be right back. It's the Frocast.
Check. Mahogany dashboard. I do the dashboard. Gas to the floor. I'm pressing fast forward. I race a NASCAR. Transport. Just what you asked for. Don't ask me what I asked for. If you can't answer. Now who them Zans for? I pop dance for muscle relaxation. I'm a patient. Pick up the pace when I feel too adjacent to who I'm racing. Yeah, I'm spacing. I'm spacing out. Oh, you faded. I'm faded out. Oh, you made it. I made it out. But you shed it like 8 Mile. 8 Ball from Orange Mountain. Lay it down. I lay it down like an eagle. She spread it out. Ate it out. Yeah, I ate it out. I'm a Libra. I wear it out. Hope the Reaper don't take me out. I'm too eager to wait it out. Stuck the heat and stayed in my pray. Police don't raid the house. Pay my taxes and baby moms. Ain't no capping, no play around. Hit me back, then they hate me now. In my lap is your face. I got napkins to waste. I got matches with gates. Feel like I'm NASA with space. Don't feel like answering my phone. I feel like thrashing today. I put my ratchet on safe and I feel actually safe. Catching spasms and nicks from all the hands I done shaking. All the cash I done counting. All the blunts I done rolled up. I stunned when I rolled up with a bad bitch sitting in the front with her nose up. You know what's in my soda, and your trap house closing, your glass house broken, and my madhouse open, and my lighthouse glowing. Mahogany dashboard, do the dashboard. Mahogany dashboard, do the dashboard. Mahogany handle on the gun in my hand, boy. Brains all over my mahogany dashboard. Mahogany dashboard, I do the dashboard. I think in my backyard, I need an airport. Mahogany sand, boy, I start a sandstorm. Mahogany skin touch me, I cut your hands off. Mahogany door handle to match the floor panel. Mahogany sand, mahogany Dior sandals. Mahogany dash slime, I do the dash slime. Sit the coke on the glass slime, she's not a flat line. Good times, no hard times, oh, it's that time. We at war, I check my Chappelle for the exact time. Bang, bang, for that time, I'm reppin' Fab Five. Black high, red, red, red. Bloody vampire plug, what the fuck on the rabbis? No cap slime, judge gave me time. I did that time like nap time. Mahogany skateboard, I park the rate for it. I kick, push straight forward, I hear Lupe flowing. Under the skull of these bright mahogany dreads showing. Let's get in bed and break these mahogany headboards. Whoa, mahogany. Whoa. Mahogany dashboard, I do the dashboard. Mahogany dashboard, I do the dashboard. Mahogany dashboard, I do the dashboard. Yeah, I do the dashboard. Mahogany handle on the gun in my hand, boy.
Brains all over my mahogany dashboard. Louis mahogany bags for the back boys. Louis mahogany bags for the back boys. Soon as we land on mahogany sand. Mahogany sand. Louis mahogany bags for the back boy. Soon as we land on mahogany sand, I ain't arguing, I'm saying. Ooh, mahogany.
squad. Like shoot out, ho, shoot out. Tell bitch she none on nobody. Now rock out, ho, rock out. Pull up, I not the whole light side. Cause I been that real bit thick, bitch. Make a nigga wanna suck on a clip, bitch. Hit it from the back, ain't no missing. Take a nigga to bitch, then I'm a dip, bitch. Bad bitch, yeah, I'm the trendy topic. Pulling up, it's gang gang pop shit. Like rock out, ho, rock out.
All right, man, we back, man. Hope you enjoyed the music break. Still don't know the pick, this music, Queen Jern pick.
I'm rapping. I'm trying to show some love to some people. We going to rock out, go on with our Valentine's Day. And
this somebody, this some all love, this some love, local artist. She know Payola, Queen Jern. They ain't share none of the money with me, but she taking money, putting people on the Frocast. Sad day. Do you have a Keep It 100, man?
Yeah, my Keep It 100 is... It's Valentine's Day. Buy the people what they want.
100. What you want?
I would like to have a nice Brahmin purse that I've seen.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Say that one more time for the people.
No, because they heard me the first time. If they want to hear it again, they can rewind this shit. Mm. Yeah. You heard me too.
A nice Brahmin purse.
Yes. It's one that's like a pinkish color or shades of pink. Mm. It's really nice. They have it in Dillard's. I bet it is. It's in Dillard's.
Okay.
I'll send you the link for it.
You don't have to.
Let me do that right now while it's on my mind.
Don't do that. Okay. That's your Keep 100?
Yeah. Buy the people what they want for Valentine's Day because you playing right now.
Mm. Okay. My Keep 100, man.
100.
This past week, man, we had Gayle King did an interview with Lisa Leslie. And in this interview, she asked about Kobe Bryant's rape accusation back in 2003. Now, you've seen the fallout from this Gayle King interview. People upset. You know, he had, you know, Snoop Dogg called her a dog face bitch. You know, which I'm not saying Snoop was right for that, but I understand why he said it. And it got me thinking. I got to looking at Oprah and Gayle's track record. You got Kobe Bryant now. You got Bill Cosby. You got R. Kelly, you got Michael Jackson, and now two of these people on the list deserve what they got, you know what I'm saying, Bill and R. Kelly. We appreciate that, but the attack on Michael Jackson and Kobe Bryant, oh, and not even forget her homegirl, Ava DuVernay, when they had the little, the MLK movie, Selma, you had side bitches calling Coretta in the movie. What does this got to do with him? Why is Oprah and Gayle on a mission to tarnish all of the black icons, especially black men icons? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Oprah is still friends with Harvey Weinstein. Gayle is still friends with Charlie Rose, who she, you know, he's been accused of all these sexual assault. But hey, you don't hear, oh, that's still my friend. Oh, really? So my Keep It 100 is, if you're going to take down the black icons, you take down the white icons too, Oprah and Gayle. And I'm sorry, as what's my girl name? The singer, with J. Cole, Ari Lennox said, she called them Okra and Kale.
I'm done.
She was like, Okra and Kale, y'all need to stop this. So I agree with you, Ari. You know what I'm saying? Okra and Kale needs to stop with their assault on the black icons because, I mean, you attacking the dead niggas. That's the shit that pissed me off.
I mean, because people can't speak for themselves, and I guess you think they just easy.
And then, like, easy targets. Like Kale said, she met with Kobe plenty of times. So why didn't you ask him about it then? Why are you asking Kobe's friend a week or two after his death about a trial that happened 17 years ago? Like, why? Like, what?
I didn't even realize that was that long ago.
Exactly. What does that have to do with anything? Is what I'm wondering.
I mean, and my thing is, what is it going to, like, what value does it have? Like, what is it bringing to light or bringing to help somebody. I mean, she just trifling. That's all.
And it was like, you know, then the I Stand With Gail hashtag came out that backfired on them. Then you got some old nutless ass Negroes that made this a, like, Gail went on there, I'm not all right. No, she's not all right. She's getting death threats and this and that. And she tried to play the victim, and she flipped the narrative where, oh, Snoop and them, how y'all black men gonna attack her after y'all was just girl dads last week? Now this week she's a dog faced bitch. Black men never stand up for black women. That's bullshit. And I wish y'all stop with that narrative. And I mean,
people got to do better than that. I mean, I ain't going to say that this situation made it something.
They say it all the time. People. Do you think black men protect black women?
No.
Why?
If you think black men protect black women, you answered that question when you said that the term was gay. Because the niggas ain't in the house. If you would not lay down with women that you didn't want to have babies with, you would be protecting, you'd be protecting the whole race. Because when we are being, I mean, you playing with the woman, you think you can buy her, you can buy her and sell her, but when you dealing with these white women, oh, y'all praise them. Y'all lick them up and down.
That's not, but...
Yes, it is. It's the same thing, because if black men really stood by what they should be, which is their family, their offspring, you would not, I mean, it's sometimes you're going to get in a situation that's not going to work out. But a lot of these people never had intentions of being with the person that they have kids with.
Mm.
And so when you look at that, you as a man has just as much a responsibility. Nature dictated that the child would live inside the mother's womb. But you as a father, you planted that seed. So just like anything else, you should be there to watch it grow. When you walk away from your family and you do nothing to be in the lives of your offspring, you have let down your whole generation. So
but
black women are the way they are now because black men have walked away.
No, black period. Women... Or I don't think they're in a bad situation, but let's go to the root of the problem. It started when y'all wanted, not y'all saying you, but black women, when y'all took the bait from the feminine, the white feminist women is what drew the wedge between black men and black women. If you want to go there, but I don't think there's a wedge because I support black women. I'm there for mine. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out calling women, black women, bitches just for no reason. And I'm not one of those people. You know what I'm saying? So when they say things like that, I'm like, how do y'all, like, where did this narrative come from? Like, we ain't going around there just punching women in the face and just like, oh, we see a black woman down and out, we keep it moving. You know what I mean? Brothers that lost their life from saving, standing up for black women that, you know, just they see this man and this woman in, you know, in a assault or whatever, they fight each other, you step in between it, and now you end up getting killed. You know what I mean? But they don't talk about that black man that's protecting a black woman. That wasn't even his woman. You know what I'm saying? So I don't buy into that narrative.
I'm not gonna say that it happens every time, but it's something that we as a people have to work on. Because just like I said, it's too many black women.
Oh, black women are always there for black men, but they ain't never there for us.
But that's true. A woman will go out of her way to do anything for a nigga. If you in love with him and you want to do something for him, a black woman will stand there and they will be there for you.
We talk about just on a personal level.
Even not. Because there's so many black men.
In a relationship, they should be doing for each other.
They should be. Yeah. But I know I done helped a whole lot of niggas get through school just because of the fact that it was so many black boys who weren't making it.
You know how many black dudes done helped black women get through school?
I mean, I'm sure it's some, but it ain't as many.
Yeah, it's way more.
It's not, because I done been in school my whole life, and every place I done been to, it ain't been no niggas. It been a handful of black men. It has been a room in my classes right now. If I got an 80-person class, I probably got 10 black boys in there. 10.
But we talking about the, like, for instance.
So if what about them the 10 black... helping somebody, they ain't helping many.
What about the black men that's throwing money in strip clubs for all these girls that are stripping,
okay,
helping them get through school? Thank
Show
you.
Over. Help Show
them
over.
Out. Help
Show
them out.
Show the fuck
My
over.
My whole point. Yeah.
No, because yeah. Them men, what they should have been doing was trying to tell them girls, you
nah,
can do something better than this.
No,
oh,
you
my
can't do
sexual
that.
Desire.
Now you try to control the woman,
no,
tell her what she can and cannot
sexual
do.
Desire,
now I'm wrong.
My sexual desire should not be something that we around here throwing money at.
You chose to go out there and perform. I chose to
help, be here
to help you to support okay. Your performance.
And how many of them going through school for real?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
A class,
just,
but them hoes ain't been. They ain't
like
for real about going. Nobody's
stripper
school.
That fell off the pole. She's working her way through school.
She not.
Yeah, she is.
She's
That's
not.
What she said.
She's not.
You know.
She's not. Because how old is she? She losing grip like that. The bitch got to be old.
She like in her 20s. She like maybe 21, 22.
Okay. Well, she done had, she needs to get it together. Because that ain't a good look.
You got any winners this week?
Yes. Thinking about Black history, thinking about great women in Black history, I would have to say that my winner is going to be Mary Frances Early.
Winner.
She graduated from one of my alma maters, the University of Georgia. And this year, and she's still living, she's 86, I believe, and they have decided to do a tribute to her this year, because she was the first Black person to go to the University of Georgia. So that's why she's significant. So that's Mary Frances Early.
Okay.
Check it out.
Well, I want to give a Black history fact, since you went Black history. This is not my winner. It's just a Black history fact.
We just can't do that.
So today in Black history, we celebrate Miss Loretta Wilkinson. She's the first lady to come to her boyfriend's wife as a woman. So shout out to Miss Loretta Wilkinson.
And see, this is the stuff that I be talking about. The nigga is ignorant. And meanwhile, y'all wonder why the race going down. Because he over here with this bullshit.
Oh, man. But as far as my winners go, man, I got two winners this week. My first winner is Dr. Abrasive, man.
Winner.
Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. He just got that master's degree, man. Shout out to him. Hey, bro. Hey.
Congratulations. Hey,
price didn't went up over there, fellas. The price didn't went up, man. So, man, shout out Dr. Abrasive, man. One of my winners. My other winner is, the Jackson State University president.
Winner.
Among 17 arrested in a prostitution sting. William Bynum Jr., the president of Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, was among 17 people arrested over the weekend during a two-day prostitution sting that led to a total of 8 felony charges. The 57-year-old was charged with procuring the services of a prostitute, false statement of identity, and possession of marijuana. The Board of Trustees in Higher Learning did what any embattled employee would do in order to preserve their pristine work history. He resigned. You know what I'm saying? Because he thought he was going to keep his job, but nah. So I guess he said, hey, either resign or get fired. Oh, man. So also caught up in this was a professor, Dr. Shonda McCarthy, who also serves as director of Jackson State Art Galleries. She got knocked off for nearly identical charges, including procuring services of a prostitute, possession of marijuana while operating a motor vehicle. So how did they get caught is what you're asking, I guess. There's an online ad soliciting prostitution services that did them in. After meeting an undercover police officer at a hotel, it was a wrap. Wow. Wow. Dude just got a job in 2017. So shout out to him. Learn, don't be answering these online ads looking for prostitutes. Like, bro, you're in a city. Just ride around, look for some trim, dog. Like, your chances are better off than.
I mean, go to the club.
You're the president of the university. I know somebody want to fucking raise.
That's somebody in Atlanta.
Jackson, Mississippi. Oh. But still, though, like, get one of your coworkers, one of them adjuncts or something, man. Girl, I could make you a full-time faculty, girl. You get rid of that OPS title. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But yes. Really? Yes.
Okay. That's what that lady was telling you at that place?
She's not classified staff like me. I'm classified staff.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Whatever that is.
I know the president. Me and him on first name basis.
Okay, he smoke weed too?
Okay, I don't know. He probably does. He got a dope office, though. Motherfucker got a shower and everything. And they keep me. Never mind. I ain't gonna say it. I'm not gonna put smut on the name.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it. But so those are my winners. You got any losers?
Yes. Along with King Germ.
Winner.
Wow. I've been her loser like 7 times, people.
Yeah, because you just keep being.
I'm just your loser.
Now, if this is true, I must say that the state of Mississippi has to be a loser if they just abolished slavery officially in 2013.
Loser.
Sound about right.
Yeah, so that's real sad, though. Okay. Like, that is sad. Shit, that was 7 years ago. We got kids older than that.
Nobody was really a slave.
Like I said, you a loser because you should clean the books. Because if a nigga owed you money, you wouldn't have left that shit on there.
Yeah, I mean,
so you would have came to collect on that. So
7 years is debt.
Debt free.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to.
But that was, charge that was off. Hundreds. That was hundreds of years prior. But
so that's your loser?
Yeah. The state of Mississippi. And you. So I had to. So move on.
Okay. Well, my loser. Got two losers. My first loser is Kyle Shanahan.
Loser.
He is the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. You had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, and you didn't close the deal. You have about 19 running backs on your team with a 10-point lead. All you got to do is run the fucking ball, and you're a Super Bowl champion. But no, you asked Jimmy Garoppolo to do something he never does or that you don't have confidence in him doing. That's throwing the ball, and guess what? You threw away the fucking Super Bowl by trying to give George Kittle his stats. No. Run the ball, Kyle Shanahan. So now, Kyle Shanahan has been outscored. He's in the two Super Bowls he's been in. He hasn't scored a point in the second half. Or at least the fourth quarter, I know. So, Kyle Shanahan, you're my loser. And my other loser is this guy. His name is it's probably something Johnson. Let me see. His name.
Really? We're doing that?
Yeah. This is a Chicago pastor. He's probably of a mega church. He is accused of stealing nearly $1 million from his church food program designated for needy children.
Loser.
To line his own pockets and wild splurges, one of that being a brand new luxury car.
Okay.
According to federal prosecutors on the case, Reverend Clarence Smith Jr., who led New Life Impact Church for many years, was indicted on fraud charges for taking more than $900,000 from the federally funded child and adult care food program through the Illinois State Board of Education. Wow. So this man was, instead of providing food for the children, he was inflating the number of meals he served to change the city and state, to charge the city and state thousands of dollars, falsifying reports to the sponsor to continue receiving funding. He would deposit the checks into the church's bank account and then allegedly withdraw money via debit cards or checks on purchases. It was discovered that the pastor used the funds to pay off his personal expenses and give himself lavish presents. One of those gifts was a $142,000 Bentley sedan. A 2015 Bentley. How the fuck you buying a 20?
I hope that's old then.
No, this is from 2020. Jesus Christ. Mm-mm-mm. They say Smith is no stranger to financial run-ins with the law. As investigation has revealed, the pastor's long, weary history of legal battles due to poor financial decisions. In 2012, he filed for personal bankruptcy four times, according to the court records. Two food suppliers sued Smith for defaulting on their contracts. He also pleaded guilty for forging signatures to swindle an elderly man out of $100,000. This nigga is hell.
That is crazy.
Boy, I swear. I just don't get it, man. It must be something when you see on Sunday all that money coming in. All you can think of is how the hell I'm going to steal this shit. You stealing from the food program. You saying, you said, oh, I'm serving 300 meals a day. But you only feeding about 20 people. This nigga tripping.
I mean, especially when you get to the meal.
I'm like, we don't need the money. I'm like, just send me more food. If I would have been the boy, I'm like, oh, we just send you more food then. We ain't sending no more money. Oh, no. The people I have dietary needs. No. We going to send you some food, nigga.
I have to buy specific things for them.
Yeah, so the next pastor that thought they was going to do that, nah, he fucked it up for all y'all.
They ain't going to even have a food program. That's what they going to have because the people going to come in there and they going to be so much regulation over that. They ain't going to be able to do it like that.
They come to drop the meals off themselves. You ain't got to worry about nobody working in that kitchen no more. Y'all done. Well, it's that time of the show. Do you have any shout-outs?
Well, you know I do. I want a shout-out. Pam and the fam.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday, girl. Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the lunch crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nugga.
Do your friends still do their little podcast, the one you were shouting out? My shout outs go a little something like this.
You such an
shout
asshole.
Out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Peppy J from B More, RT3, Jay Williams, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, AP, Dr. Brazen, everybody, Dr. Brazen Network, Dr. Cam, Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ, K-Law the Truck Driver. Go over there, check out Dr. Brazen, man. Always got some dope shit going over there. Shout out to 12 Cow and the 12 Cow Podcast, man. 12 Cow, man, I heard you. I was listening to your Kobe episode, man. And I didn't want to listen to it when I first heard it because I was still in the fields. But, you know, your episode, it didn't take me there. I mean, you was real honest how you ain't really fuck with Kobe at the beginning of his career because you was a Jordan guy. But then you seen that Kobe was just that nigga. So, you know, you had to join in. But, yeah, shout out to my good brother, 12 Cow. Shout out to the Humbly Arrogant Show, the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. What else? Any other show that fuck with us, The Long Way, Short Way, or No Way at All. Shout out to y'all, man. Yeah, man, that's about all my shout out. I know I should miss some people, but blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Yeah. Rate your show.
I'm going to say an 8.
I'm going to give it a 5.5. So that's my rating this week. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347. Excuse me.
Sound like you still got
at 347-201-2572. That's the voicemail. Call it, leave a drop. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon, and don't forget about
your baby birthday.
Oh yeah. And last but not least, man, I would like to wish a happy 14th birthday to Princess Germ. I can't believe she's 14. This is nuts. I only got 4 more years of earned income credit, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. So yeah.
That's how you feel about my children? Okay.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, we might have to adopt soon. Nope. Man. We're going to have to adopt us a kid.
We ain't going to have to do nothing.
Yeah, we're going to have to. All
right.
Because that ain't income credit, man. I'm going to miss that.
Hey, you better enjoy it while it lasts.
Golly, 4 more years. God, dog!
And that's all, folks.
You get it when they go to college, though.
Yeah, I guess.
But so. you can also claim a kid if they made less than $4,000 and you pay for most of their living expenses.
Yeah, you can.
So we might can, you know, might just keep them niggas in the house and tell them not to work. And so I keep getting this EIC, baby. But yeah, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this show, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening to two married people argue all the time and go back and forth and debate. I hope y'all appreciate it. I mean, like I said, it's therapy to me. I don't know how Queen Jern feel about it, but I feel like it's therapy because we get to talk to each other. And it's like, you know, nobody's getting their feelings hurt. So, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com